the spirit of life that represents the pure blood of our fathers. And the silver cord, you see, spoken by the prophet, is the blood of God that binds us together. Christ together, it binds them together and moves them out of you and pulls the needs out of people. Denoted in the river of life, clear as crystal. You see it also denoted in the Bible as the silver cord that reaches within the veil. The Spirit of life, one of the works of the Holy Ghost, was what reached. Hooked on to Jesus Christ, was already hooked on to him and pulled him in his resurrection, pulled him through the heavens in his resurrection. And the heavens shook, cut a swath through the prince of the power of the air, kingdom, Satan. And if we begin to move in a place where we're purified in our blood, in our flesh, that spirit of life begins to come alive. Remember, there are three that bear witness inside of us, the spirit, the water, and the blood, and these all are what? These all are one. The Holy Ghost takes the work of the pure flesh, the work of the pure blood, and combines them into the working of the spirit. And the spirit of life, when this begins to develop in a person, it begins to pull together all the ministries and all the natures of Christ in them to make them into one body. Do you feel it moving in you? And it trills on the inside of you, doesn't it, Cheryl? When I lay hands on you, I begin to move in the spirit of life, and I begin to see if I can waken that spirit of life in you and begin to pull it out of you. Some of you respond for a little while. Some of you resist. Some of you respond for a little while, and you go back. Do you feel it trilling on the inside of you now? That's the word the Lord gave, trills. want you to let it develop in there in the spirit for just a little while. It doesn't develop in your mind. It develops in the spirit inside of you. You begin to feel it. A life begins to come. John moving in. And the spirit of life binds all God's people together. And Jesus said, no one can come except the Spirit draw him. Cannot come unto me except the Spirit of life draw him unto me. Therefore the wicked in heart are totally excluded until they receive the washing of the blood of Christ. Then when there is cleansing and purifying, then begins the work of the Spirit of life. Now the spirit of life is what determines what stage of ministry you're in. It's time for you to understand. You see some of these come in and immediately, without any problem, they move right on in. Baptized, and they get their mantle. And others wait around for months. And you wonder what's wrong. You cannot move to any place until that spirit of life begins to trill on the inside of you. Close your eyes, Cheryl, and feel it trilling on the inside of you. And you do not do this thing by knowledge of good and evil. You do it by the working of the Spirit. By obedience. Now you understand why I know which one's ready and which one isn't, okay? You don't fool anybody, do you? Power of his life. Oh. set them in. So simple, you'd have never found that out. Neither would I. Ooh. You thought it took some kind of great big revelation. Some great hocus-pocus, Brother Clyde, the fire flying, everything, before you found out someone is ready, didn't you? The spirit of life, blood of our Father, purified and given to us through Jesus. Ooh, that you begin to feel it moving in people. Feel it moving in him. Just trilling. The word is trill. The Lord gave me a trill. It doesn't groan, grunt, or speak in tongue. It just trills on the inside of you. Every time you breathe, feel it, don't you? This brother lost his life the first time for himself. Now, spirit of life having started trilling in him. I'm telling you this for a purpose now so that you'll begin to learn and understand and move into it. He's ready to lose his life for himself, for God's people. Look at the spirit of life trilling, moving in glory. Oh, this we do by seven works of the Spirit. God says it's a law that anyone that ministers to my people must lose their life. Must lose it. My son lost his life through suffering and sacrifice. Now, he offers to you to lose your life by grace, through faith. Just tell him, Lord Jesus, I lose my life and my bread for your people, for my people. Ooh. Ooh. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7. Ooh. 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 You receive the one the Lord sent. You don't have any problem. No. He moves you into the spirit of life just like that. You hassle around a little while and it's gone. Don't you wish you could understand it in your mind, Brother Bob? You don't? Now, this brother was baptized on his back the first time. The waters of his flesh were washed away. And the heavenly waters of the body, the flesh of Jesus, was washed into him. But it's also a law of God that you cannot stand in your own self when you minister to God's people. You've got to stand in the life of Christ. Now that first baptism was for his own life. The second is the life of Christ that ministers to his people. You can't minister with your own life. That's for your salvation. You don't believe that. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, we baptize this minister of your new creation right down on his face into the heavenly waters of your body, washing away his face and his life. Rising with your face and your life set towards your people. Just lay him right down. Trilling in that, don't you? any problem with folks with no guile. Young people, especially. Because they have not yet, most of them have not yet learned to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, real good. Eat through their mind, you know. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Raise your hands. So they, as Jesus said, except you come as a child, you shall not inherit the kingdom. So immediately, they just believe Jesus. They look at me, that's fine. But you know, they don't hear me. They hearing Jesus in the spirit. And when they leave out from here, children, they keep hearing it. Well, most of the old folks don't. They can't start eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, wrestling in their mind what's right and what's wrong. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is of Satan. Ooh. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Just talk to him, Lord Jesus. I lose my life, my breath again for your people. Ooh, for my people. They become his people first, and he gives them back to you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, look at that glory moving on. Oh, oh. Mmm. Why you keep harping on that good and evil, Brother Pruitt? Boy, I see you eating it. I can't stand you eating that old poison food. Ooh. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, we baptize this minister of your new age, your new creation, down on her face, washing away her face and her life, washing in your face and your life, set towards your people and her people. Just lay her right down on her face. Ooh, 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 ooh. Listen to your faces. Just close your eyes. Talk to Jesus, Lord Jesus. Lift your hands. Most all the kingdom of God, down through the ages, were built by young people called of the Lord in their young age, developed their ministry over the years, and turned them into ministers of fire. Most all the old people that entered in, Jesus said it just exactly right. He said, you're not going to get there unless you come like a little child. You stay filled with your own ways, John, you're not going to make it. Every once in a while, it just be a good idea to say, Father, I'm a child. I know nothing. I don't even know what I'm supposed to feel. I don't know what I'm supposed to think. Father, in the name of Jesus, I submit myself to you as a child. Ooh, that really works, doesn't it, Brother Ron Noble? All you're struggling with, you're trying to be great before the Lord. When you say child, what happens to you, Sheriff? Child. Oh, in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I used to lose my life and my bread for your people, for my people. Ooh. Ooh. One, two, three. Four, five, six, seven. Oh, I'm going to tell you one thing about this younger generation. They're the most tender-hearted bunch of people I've ever seen. The older generation, you're hard. You're a bunch of snakes and vipers. Isn't this right? Just exactly what John the Baptist called you. Devil formed you in railing and hatred and prejudice. Not a one but way you can come free of that thing, escape the judgment of God. That's to become like a little child. Ooh, in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this member, minister of your new creation, down on her face into the heavenly waters of your body, washing away her face and her life, and washing in your life and your face, rising with your face and your life set towards you and her people. Lay her right now. Creation, this prophet of yours, Lord, down on his face, right into the heavenly waters of your body, washing away his face and his life, and washing in your face and your life, set towards your people and his people. Lay him right there. The greatest honors that the Lord can ever give me to be able to work with these young folks, to be able to bring them to Jesus. It is. And to just make it very plain, it is one of the greatest burdens in the world to have to mess with you bunch of bullocks. I suppose, though, in obedience to the Lord, I must take the good with the bad. Ooh. You think I'm kidding you? Not ever done it. It is a real chore to have to mess with you, John. Bob, you filled with your own ways, religion and Satan. You think you do me a favor? Ooh, every one of you I get a hold of, you the biggest burden you ever seen in your life. But he gave me blessings there once in a while, some young folks that they just come right on in and if you have any problem, you turn around, they're onto your feet, and you're laying hands on them. Oh, Lord Jesus. Talk to him. Say, Lord Jesus, in obedience to you, by faith I lose my life and my bread for your people and for my people. Ooh, they mean every word of it. Ooh. Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ooh. 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 Obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this minister, your new creation, right down on her face, into the heavenly waters of your body, washing away her face and her life, rising with her face and her life towards your people and her people. Slay her right now. Something here. He has never been baptized for himself. Is this right? I'm going to do something here. The Lord told me to do it. I'm going to baptize him 2-1. Because he's ready. Ooh. Give him 14 works of the Spirit. Lay him down in the water. 7 for himself. 7 for the people of God that he's going to serve. Ooh, I don't know whether he'd be able to stand it or not. I know I couldn't, but let's see. Ooh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ooh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, oh. Look at him, he's gone. Oh, 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 oh. Lord Jesus, this minister of your new creation, having lost his life twice, once for himself, once for you, baptize him into the heavenly waters of your body, washing away his face and his life, and washing in the heavenly waters of your flesh, heavenly blood of your life, and your face set towards you. Ooh, your people and his people. Just lay him right down real gentle. Thrill in there, John. You need it thrilling. I suppose, though, really, that you know the reward is according to how many problems you have to deal with. I don't guess it's according to the people. How many people? So I guess if you got enough problems, Bill, for 10 people, and if I deal with them in obedience to the Lord, I get a reward for 10 people, I guess. And if you have a reward, I guess, John, for 100 people, I mean a problem for 100 people, I guess I get a reward of 100. I guess. And I won't say a thing about George Hibden. Why do you keep talking like that, Brother Pruitt? That the abhorrence of the old way of life until you reach maturity and rest in your new way of life is the only safety you got. Every time that old thing comes up, just absolutely feel like you want to vomit inside. And you're in safety. And every time the Lord, I see some of you sort of slipping back in that old way, I'd try to make you sick again. To abhor it. Love abhors evil. Doesn't it? Ooh. Or does it? Does it? Ooh. Perfecting you in love to where you'll abhor evil. Thought for once there I heard the wrong voice. Come on, brother. I don't set you in tonight, and I thought, well, maybe the devil's talking to me, but he wasn't, was he? You made it after all. Oh, ooh, Lord Jesus, faith. I lose my life the second time for your people. Ooh, just feel him come down on you. Ooh, now here we go. Ooh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ooh, finished. Ooh. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this minister of your new creation right down on his face in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away his face and his life, rising with your face and your life and love set towards your people and his people. Washing in your blood of life. Just lay him right down on his face. Ooh. 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 Ooh, Sister Ex-Warrior. Ooh. You're going to be able to discern those folks worrying, aren't you? Oh, you just... love, those are struggling, striving problems, you're going to start weeping every time you see one. You know why? Lord let you identify with him. See, there's somebody tormented just like I. Well, everything is a problem, everything catastrophe. Feel it moving in you now, don't you? You're going to move to deliver him. Ooh, Lord Jesus, by faith, I lose my life the second time. Ooh, and my breath, the second time, to gain your life and your breath towards your people. Ooh, that's it. Ooh. Ooh. Let's go. Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7. Oh, finish. Oh, 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 oh. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, we baptize as minister of your new creation down on our face. to the heavenly waters of your body, washing away her face and her life, and washing in your face and your life, set towards your people. Just lay her right down on her face, real gentle. Ooh, ooh. Under the judgment gun is the end of the way that seemeth right to man. But there is a way of life through Jesus Christ that pulls you by the Spirit of life. And your life here on earth becomes a joy of life, and your reward is eternity. Seemeth right unto natural religious men, but the end thereof he meets the fourth horseman, the pale horseman of the death by God and hell that follows quickly after. And think not in your heart that that day is not upon us, because the fourth horseman rode for many years. You read it in the scriptures, written by John the Apostle. It was the fourth seal released in earth. Now in these last days, the fourth horseman rides up, and his sword is covered with blood, because God hath commanded the death of every religious person and will not turn on him. And the judgment books are open. Now your life is being read by the great almighty God. And before the white throne, you right now stand, and the sentence is ready to be passed. Man's life as its best is as a puff of smoke, though he live to be a ripe old age. He's like a morning flower. He blooms in the morning, and when the sun gets hot, he fades away. But the fourth horseman is the death to the disobedient, and the hell that follows is the throne of the judgment of God. Such a terrible time for the wicked and disobedient, when the sword of God is covered with blood. Oh, 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 ah, ah. My father has said, Satan shall go, because I've opened my pit of fire. Now to those that submit, I'll use the grace fire and burn Satan in love out of their life. But the end of the age is now upon the world, and those be found lacking or resist unto me, disobedient in their heart, then they go, them and Satan in the pit. It is all so very plain, written in a scripture, though a man be a fool, he can understand. It's either obedience and faith and the grace and blessing of God, or it's death and hell that follows quickly. Oh, oh, oh. To me, what you think is your good life, cause I, the Lord God, look upon your heart. I saw you when you hated and despised inside you, and I told you then you were in danger of hellfire. I told you to submit and let my blood cleanse your heart, and quit that despising and lusting in your heart. I told you I didn't want a bunch of religious good works, but evidently some of you didn't hear me. Oh, 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 oh. My Apostle James, and I told you exactly what was wrong with the earth you now live in. I spoke through him, and I asked a question, from where does fightings and wars all come? What causes all the killings and the slaughter among the nations? And then he pointed his finger at you. He said, it is hatred in your members, despising in your heart and malice between one another. That lets the devil, through evil leaders, gather you together and send you to war and kill. He said you blame it on the leaders. You say they're evil men, but you sit and rejoice in your heart and despising and hatred, prejudice against one another. That's where wars begin. They could never control you if you cleanse your heart by the blood of my son Jesus Christ, because I would cause you in power to rise up in dominion and smash them by the Spirit to the earth. You would not have to become like them in riots and wars, because I told you I'd give you power over the nations. You could speak the word and my fire would destroy them once you're purified from that war in your members. Because in hatred and malice and prejudice in one another, you're just like them to me. In fact, you're the same group. You're serving Satan from your heart when you hate and despise one another. Oh, 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 oh. But now the love of God, revealed through Jesus Christ, has come upon you in these last days, and so that you can escape the judgment of the wicked by simple faith, because of my grace and love, that you might come forth and shine in my kingdom and feel the bubbling of my life in your heart, and be a powerful creature. Though you may not cry or make your voice heard in the streets, and just a simple whisper, my Father, smite them, will bring my heavenly fire upon them. Oh, I told you through my son that if two of you agree as touching anything upon this earth, and it shall be done. I'm my Father in heaven, and I didn't say maybe or leave any loophole. Oh, 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 oh. But how can anyone agree from the Spirit of God if they have hatred and malice and an impure heart? They only agree together after the lust of the flesh, and I know that they're all part of Satan of kingdom. Oh, thank you. seemed like a strange service tonight, but God's purifying. He's purifying you tonight. You can feel it, can't you?
Oh.
He's moving, purifying that heart. Setting that determination for you to move into that place of life. He has these purifying works. When he gives you a chance to hook onto that spirit of life, let him pull all those old bad things out of you. Purify your heart. Some of you are feeling it. Ooh, because you reach a certain stage in your growth, and you can't move any farther until he does a purifying work in you. You think, well, maybe I'm doing all right. But if you're not your judge, you know that. He's one judge. He says, you need another purifying, then let's pour it on him. Ooh. 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 Now, one of the ways that the Lord purifies is through fire. Once you submit in your heart, in these mantles, this is the age of fire. You can be purified from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head by someone tracking your faith with that mantle of fire. You don't purify yourself. Under the law, you purified yourself. But under grace, he purifies you with that grace and love fire. Under law, you purified yourself. You're not under law. What are you under? Oh, 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 oh. Every living thing has died. Every living thing has died. Oh, every living thing has died. Hold him there. Oh. Oh, grace and love fire, every living thing hath died. Hath died. Hath died. Every living thing hath died. Oh. Oh, now who wants to be next? Well, it's one at a time now. Oh. Oh. Oh, every living thing hath died. Watch that fire start. Oh, oh, this mantle can be grace fire. Oh, but you've also seen it strike some wicked, too. Oh, woe beyond when it strikes them. Oh, every living thing has died in that fire, heavenly fire of God. Fire came down from heaven and devoured the enemies of God's people. Grace fire for those that submit. Oh. Oh, judgment fire for those that disobey. Oh, oh, every living thing has died under that fire. Oh, every living thing has died. Oh, oh, in your mind, your heart, every living thing has died. Oh, oh, every living thing has died. Oh, every living thing has died. Oh. Every living thing of Satan hath died. Oh, oh, oh. Get your mantle started around there, Brother Jerry. Oh, get your mantle started on. Oh, every living thing hath died. Oh, feel that glory move through you. Feel it? Oh, every living thing hath died. Purified by the fire. God. Oh, oh. Oh, 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 every living thing has died. Oh, 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 every living thing has died. Oh, 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 oh. Come here, brother. Oh, every living thing hath died. Oh, get your mantle, Donnie, and start around on people. Get your mantle, Jesse, and start. Oh, close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, heavenly fire in which every living thing hath died. Hath died. Oh, feel that grace fire moving through you. Every living thing hath died. Oh, oh. He needs to go through the gates. Oh, oh, every living thing hath died. Close your eyes and just feel it move through you there. That fire. Oh, oh. Every living thing, feel it, hath died. Oh. Living thing had died. Get your mantle and start around. Start putting it on, Brother Bob. You already purified. Go on. Oh. Oh. Mm. Oh, get your mantle, Bill, and go putting it on. You already purified. Go starting at the bottom of your feet. Get older, Brother Bob. You already got him? Get him. He's been awful out here. Every living thing had died on that heavenly fire. Oh. Oh, oh, sickness hath died. Disease hath died. Pain and worry hath died. Every living thing hath died. Oh, under that grace and love fire of God. Oh, every living thing, total. Every living thing. Under that love and grace fire of God. Every living thing. Oh. Oh, oh, every living thing hath died. Oh, every living thing, feel it moving through there, Sheriff, hath died. Under that love fire, grace fire of God, every living thing. Oh, every living thing hath died. Oh, feel it in there, feel it puff through you. Feel that fire of God. Every living thing has died. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Get your mantle. You all right? Go to going around on folks. Whoa, get your mantle, Drake, and start on no kid. You all right? Whoa, whoa. Every living thing has died. Whoa. Disease has died. Sickness has died. The fire has destroyed every living thing. Oh, oh, get your mantle and start on them, Dorothy. You all right? You purified. Hold on, Lord. Come on, that's it. Close your eyes, Lord Jesus. Every living thing has died. Fire of God, purified. Every living thing. Worry has died in that mind. Striving in that heart. Condemnation hath died, every living thing. Oh, hath died. Oh, oh, come on, Drew. Oh, every living thing hath died. Weakness hath died. Oh, every living thing, the body is purified by the fire. Oh, Wayne, get your mantle and start around on people. You all right, brother? Oh, oh, come on. Close your eyes, Lord Jesus. Every living thing hath died. Oh, every in that love fire, grace fire. Every living thing hath died. Feel it purify in you there. Oh, oh. At that day I shall send forth my fire. Purify my people. Oh. Every living thing hath died. Oh, every living thing hath died. Oh, every living thing. Oh, hath died. Oh, died. Oh, oh, oh. Your grace by every living thing hath died. Oh. Come on, Brendan Smith. Turn around here, Brendan. You already been? Every living thing hath died. Oh, oh, everything. Oh, hath died. Hath died. Get your mantle and start on, Sister Gates. You all right? You don't need fire. You just want to get a blessing. You go bless somebody else. every living thing half died. Every living thing half died. Half died. Get you there. Every living thing half died. Everything. Feel it come right up here there, dear Lord. Every living thing died by that love and grace fire. Every living thing. Half died. Feel it. Now, that's good. You been here, Jim? You don't need it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. You all right. You know, it's pretty good. Feel doesn't ever hurt, does it? Every living thing has died. Feel it start quickening, coming right up here. The heavenly fire that destroyed all the enemies of my body, my soul, and my mind hath destroyed them. They have died under that love grace fire because I submitted in my heart. Every living thing hath died. You been already? Every living thing hath died. Any of my soul, my body, my mind hath died. Hath died. That old negative spirit hath died, burned up by the fire. Every living thing hath died. Worry hath died in my mind. Every living thing. Catch her there. Wow. 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 Wow.